I'd just like to read you something, and then I have a question about it, and then I want to show you something wonderful about it. Okay, really, really wonderful. Your heart will be stirred by this, I hope. If you're alive, your heart will be stirred by this. Okay. First of all, tell me if this rings a bell, if there's anything here that strikes you. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So I know some of you weren't here last night, but and I know that you know, all of you know where this is found, the reading. I purposely didn't say what I was reading. Okay, but if you were here last night, does this passage of scripture, is it familiar in any way? Is anything there? Does anything there give you a memory of anything you heard last night? Anybody? Oh, just raise your hand if anybody. So all those staffers didn't hear anything. Oh, there's one person. That's a pretty good percentage. One person. Two, three. Oh, good. We're getting there. Four. Oh, and over here. Well, we expect this from our wise adults, right? But very good. Well, we read this last night, and this was Psalm 16, and we said it was a Psalm of David. See, sometimes it's good to repeat because, I find a lot of times I forget things. If somebody asks me to do something, especially, I forget. There's just too many things in my head. And Sherlock Holmes, as I recall, would say that, when something new comes, something old has to drop out the back because you just have so much capacity. And apparently some people have less capacity than others. But I find that if I forget something and someone reminds me, it's very rare that I forget it the next time. So that's why I'm reading this again, but that's not the only reason. This is Psalm 16. This is a Psalm of David. It's the Word of God. It speaks about his love for God, his love for his people, his confidence in God. And he knows that God, who has blessed him so greatly in life, will also bless him in death. I think that's a great thing. His confidence in God goes beyond the moment of death. He knows there's something beyond, and he trusts the Lord to not abandon him to the grave. And then he says, Lord, I praise you that in your presence there is such joy, pleasures forevermore at your right hand. Okay, now, we read that last night. We took the lesson especially of, what was it? Anybody? For prayer. Remember, it was in connection with prayer. I have set the Lord always before. Very good. I'm encouraged. Okay. I have set the Lord always before me. And it was in this book. Remember, we were given this good book that Brother Phil put together for us. So read it again by Alexander White. And it was based on this psalm, this verse, I have set the Lord always before me. Now, if you have your Bible, and I trust you do, turn with me to 2 Samuel 23. This is part of the story of David, the writer of the psalm. All right? And this is what he says at the beginning of the chapter. I want you to follow if you have found 2 Samuel 23. It says, now these are the last words of David. So he's looking back over his life. Okay? And he again recognizes God's choice of him, and he rejoices in that. I'm sure he's humbled by it, by the way God laid his hand upon him, anointed him, and used him, and gave him a place in his among his people as a leader. The oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. And here it is. I'm just reading the beginning. The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. David testified that God spoke through him. So David was not only a king, but a prophet. He was a prophet. The apostles in the New Testament said that David prophesied. And here it says, the Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue. Now we could take days with David's psalms and the way he spoke prophetically. Psalm 22, for instance, about the sufferings of Christ on the cross, starts with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Words that were on Jesus' lips when he was hanging on the cross and felt the gloom of forsakenness, forsaken by his Father. He had never sensed that before, and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 69, the cross, the agonies also, the inner struggles of Christ on the cross. We can enter into them as we read Psalm 69. Psalm 110, the exaltation of Christ. What's so great about this? You know that David was writing these things and speaking these things and singing these psalms way before these incidents, these New Testament events, way before. So in Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Now David is a Lord. He's a king. He reigns over all the people. He's the man. He's in charge. And yet he speaks about the Lord. That's the Lord God. Said to my Lord. That's the Messiah. Sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Psalm 110. And Jesus repeats that. How did David call his son? If Messiah is David's son, why did David call him Lord? He's asking questions of his detractors. They challenge him on so many fronts. And he comes up with these questions that they just can't answer. Why did David call his son his Lord? But there it is, Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, who is not even manifested yet, for a long time yet, but he prophesies the exaltation of the Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Now, back to Psalm 16. What if I told you something that I know some of you already know, that this psalm that we looked at last night has something to do with the resurrection of Christ? You would say, oh, I knew that. How many people would say, I knew that already? It's okay. Raise your hand if you say, I knew that. You don't want to brag. I know you knew it. Some of you knew that. I knew that. How do we know that? We know that because the apostles preached it. David said, you will not abandon my soul to the grave. You will not let your Holy One see corruption. When the Apostle Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, he says, he quotes this, I set the Lord always before me. He says, this is about Jesus. Let me give you the verse. So, Acts 2:22, that's easy to remember. Acts 2:22, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, and then there's a passage from Psalm 16, and Peter, preaching in the power of the Holy Spirit, says, Psalm 16 is about Jesus. David says concerning him. I think that isn't, wait a second, isn't that fascinating and isn't that wonderful? The Lord God spoke through me. He put his Spirit upon me. He anointed my tongue and he gave me words. David didn't probably, well, I don't want to say what David knew. I don't know what David knew. But he probably didn't know as much as you know about this. He didn't know how it was all going to work out. He knew that God had made wonderful promises to him, but he didn't know how it would work out. Jesus was coming. There's a hymn that says, Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. And David says this concerning him, I set the Lord, or I saw the Lord, always before me. For he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. This is about Jesus. Psalm 16 is about Jesus and his resurrection. And especially he highlights this, you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. You're not going to leave me in the grave. David had this confidence about himself. But now this next line has to refer to someone else, says Peter as he preached. You will not abandon my soul to Hades. That's good, David. That's the same thing as Sheol. That's the same thing as the grave. You're not leaving me there. David had this confidence. But when he says, you won't let your Holy One, capital H, capital O, your Holy One, see corruption, you have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Peter goes on to say, this has to refer to someone else because David's tomb is here. And he saw corruption. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. David died. David was buried. His bones are decaying right here where we're speaking. He's a great man, a great leader, but just a man. Jesus rose from the dead. God raised him up, and his flesh saw no corruption. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. When I read Psalm 16 last night, I thought, what lessons we can get from Psalm 16. This was David's testimony. This was precious. This was real to him and wonderful to him. God was present in his life. God filled his heart with joy and hope. He trusted in the Lord and committed himself to him. But I said, tomorrow's subject in our book is the exaltation of Christ. I have to read it from Acts and show that, to me, this is just so wonderful. I hope it is to you. That many centuries before David spoke about Jesus, in his personal testimony, he was also speaking about the Messiah, his greater son, who would come and whom God would raise up as the first fruits of those who fall asleep in him. Christ, the first fruits afterward, they that are his at his coming, because he lives, we shall live also. This is the Christian's hope. We shall be raised from the dead. Whosoever lives and believes in me, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and those who live and believe in me shall never die. Do you believe this? I believe this. Do you believe this? Yes, I believe this. Martha said that. He was asking her. It's a wonderful story, too. John 11, the raising of her brother Lazarus. He led this woman to a place of faith and confession in him and in the power of resurrection life. So this word of God is just so wonderful and so precious. I just wanted to point that out to you again in this respect with Psalm 16. Jesus rose from the dead. He's the risen and the exalted one. Now we need to stand because we want to look at the other passage that we have. Come, stand. Thank you. Let's sing together. He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if you can say it from your heart, let's sing, He's my Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He's my Lord. And my knee has bowed, and my tongue confessed that Jesus is my Lord. He's my Lord, He's my Lord. He is risen from the dead, and He's my Lord. And my knee has bowed, and my tongue confessed that Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even this morning, Lord, we bow before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning we want to enthrone you in our hearts afresh. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will subdue in us all the things that don't submit to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, help us to enthrone you in our hearts. Subdue all that is not holy and all that is not true. We crown you as our Lord and Master, as the Lord of hosts. Also, as we sang before, we thank you that you are strong and mighty. Lord of hosts, mighty in battle, you fight the battles and you win, Lord. And so we want to follow you and trust in you with all of our hearts, for we know that you give us the victory. Wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Lord, we pray for Brother Philip. You are the Lord over all that concerns him, and we pray that you'll bless him, and we pray that you'll help him today as he is there at home. We know that he was burdened with the situation there, with his mother's illness, but oh God, we want to pray for him and pray that you'll help him. Thank you that you are able for every need. And we thank you that you're able for Sister Martha's need, and that you, Lord, have made provision. We read that this is the children's bread, and she is your child, Lord, and you have provided for us wholeness for spirit and soul and body. And we just pray that today your hand, your healing hand, your hand of blessing and life shall be laid upon Sister Martha, that you will lift her and encourage her and bless her in body, soul, and spirit for the glory of your name. We pray also for our dear brother Gordon, that you will come to him and work in him and fill his heart with joy and with peace and believing in Jesus, and let him abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Come to this family. Thank you for them all. Bless Denise and the children, too. We just pray that you'll come to all of them and help them to keep their eyes on you and to believe through to see your glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.